Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we're joined by Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams to talk about Monday's City Council meeting. Started off with the Cub Scouts coming in, leading the council, leading everybody in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then asking a few questions, followed up by the Knoxville Leadership Academy and their graduation, getting their certificates, being recognized. First off, I guess, Aaron, take us through the beginning of that meeting and what it was like to see that all unfold.
Well, it was a great way to start the meeting. We love to be able to have groups from the community, in this case, the Cub Scouts, come and participate in part of the meeting. Great to have them out to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance and be able to have some young men ask some questions of both the mayor and the council, learn a little bit more about how city government works. It's always great to get them involved young like that. So we're really pleased they could come out. Great questions from them and a good group of boys. And we also had the folks who had participated in our Knoxville Leadership Academy. Really pleased with the turnout and just the quality of the folks who came out, giving up three Tuesdays and then a Monday night to participate in this. We've received a lot of good feedback from that group, so it helps us as a city to hear their thoughts and questions and feedback for us. I think hopefully they all had something they took away from the process too. We feel like it's been really successful. Definitely, if you know any of these folks, I'd encourage you to talk to them about their experience. We plan to try and do it again next year. We're tentatively planning roughly the same time frame. We started it in September, so we're thinking we'll do the same thing again next year. So if there are people who missed this opportunity or have heard about it since it started and might have an interest, we would definitely encourage you to be in touch with us here at City Hall so we can get that planned. We'll definitely respond to the demand if it's out there for it. So really, it was a great way to start the meeting with those two groups being there.
Now to the nuts and bolts of the meeting, the big story of the night, again, I believe for like the third or fourth meeting, trash haulers was a big topic, and especially the commercial side of it, but it was also ended up being a residential portion of it as the council voted to amend the current ordinance regarding commercial and residential trash haulers. I guess for people that were not at the meeting, explain exactly the reasoning for the amendment and what the discussion was on Monday.
Yeah, as you mentioned, this has been part of the last several meetings, and really the conversation has focused around historic code in Knoxville has limited the number of licenses available for haulers, both on the commercial and residential side. And so we had a firm come from outside of the community who wanted to have a commercial license, and at this point, before last night, Knoxville code didn't really allow for that. So this has been discussed, as you mentioned, for several meetings. Finally, the state law came into this. And so we as a city had to assess and have our city attorney assess whether we were in compliance with state law or whether we might potentially be open to litigation under this in violation of the state's competition clause. And so we had a memo come from our city attorney that said that we would potentially be at risk for a lawsuit based on this, that we couldn't find any legal precedents for what our current code does, and that we, as a staff and especially as a city attorney, were recommending a change to open that to competition. This conversation started specifically on the commercial side of things. What happened last night, we had council members basically state that if we can't restrict competition on the commercial side, that we needed to address the residential side, or that we would potentially be open on that side of the house. And so the conversation did lead from the commercial aspect of hauling over to the residential. They wanted to make sure that our city code is in agreement with the state code and minimize the risk of the city potentially facing lawsuits in the future. And so that's how the conversation went last night. To amend the code, opening competition for commercial and residential haulers, and then based on the action that was taken with waiving the second and third reading, it basically goes into place as soon as we publish it in the newspaper. That will become the new Knoxville City Code to allow for additional haulers, both commercially and residentially.
So when it comes to the code, it originally had allowed for three haulers, limited to that. What is the process now for the haulers that want to come in? If they want to be a part of it, do they have to come into the city to get a permit? How does it work?
We'll have an application process for them, and we're happy to start that. Again, the code still limits until it becomes published. But once that happens, that is when officially the city code changes to allow for those additional licenses to be issued. But we'll have an application for those folks who might have interest in that. We anticipate we'll most likely publish a week from Thursday, the 12th. And so after that, we would be able to issue those additional licenses for commercial and residential hauling.
Now, a portion that was also talked about and discussed during this was potentially bidding it out to only allowing one after a bid process. Why did the council vote to keep it open instead of the bid process?
That was an important part of the conversation. In fact, what we find is that the majority of Iowa municipalities do only have a single hauler with regards to residential service, and that the competition aspect comes from that contract being bid out every couple of years. And as part of that, one hauler handles the entire city. And oftentimes, this is done so that the resident can pay one bill for water, sewer, and trash all in one bill. So this is really common practice in Iowa. The council did not want to go down that road. They felt like that would potentially force out some of our local businesses. We didn't want to do that.
For Knoxville residents, really, when it comes to all this that we talked about with the trash haulers, which seems like the past month, is there any difference they're going to notice in their trash hauling?
Not unless they choose to. I mean, at the end of the day, fundamentally, things don't change. The only change that we might see would be if we're approached by some of those firms who don't currently hold licenses, giving Knoxville residents potentially a new choice for commercial or residential hauling. Everyone who does have a current hauler, nobody has to change from those. If you have a hauler now and you're happy with them, there's no reason for you to change. There's just going to be more options on the table, not less.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.